I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Concern is growing for a U.S. Christian being held in one of North Korea's infamous gulags. 45-year-old Kenneth Bai is now in a hospital because his health is declining so quickly. Vision Beyond Borders President Patrick Klein was just visiting in North Korea and says it was constant spiritual warfare while he was there. The team wants to start working in North Korea. According to Open Doors World Watch List, North Korea is the worst persecutor of Christians in the world. And church growth in India is exciting. Bibles for the World's Moy Pedati says to meet the leadership needs, though, their ministry team launched the Trinity College and Seminary to train church leaders. Many of the students can't afford to pay their own way, though, so they get sponsors. But 20 of these students just lost their sponsors. Now, if they don't get new ones, they go home. Will you help them? We've got a link to Bibles for the World at our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. You can join our social scene on Facebook or Twitter. There are links to both at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.